You are listening to Something Rather Than Nothing. Creator and host, Ken Vellante. Editor and producer, Peter Bauer.
This is Ken Vellante with the Something Rather Than Nothing podcast. In this episode, we have Clementine Hage, who I met via her photographs. She's an excellent photographer and does a lot of rock photography that caught my eye, and I'm so glad to have you on the show, Clementine. Welcome to Something Rather Than Nothing.
Thank you. I'm very excited to be here.
Yeah, it's great to chat art with an artist and art enthusiast. But I want to know, first of all, Clementine, were you an artist when you were born?
I would say yes, mostly because I didn't really have much of a choice in the matter. My family is just kind of full of artists. My mom was a photographer. She's like a huge inspiration for me. Does really beautiful work. She took a lot of pictures of me and my sister as babies, and so those are all throughout our house. My dad is a musician, like recording artist, so that kind of got me in the music scene and then the art scene as well. Just kind of got thrown on me, but I like it, so it's okay.
Yeah, so you had that in your background, so music and photography,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, pretty much just like led me right down the path, yeah.
yeah. I love it. No, so one of the, and I love talking about photography, and you know, and one of the things I wanted to ask, because you know, photography is a beautiful medium. It's always been seen as kind of like a popular, accessible medium. It always requires some investment and some resources, but like as an accessible medium to use. When I look at your photography, like I can see a style in it, and I see your style in it, and I find photography discussions really fascinating, because there's like, are you documenting, are you creating, are you manipulating, we're doing all these type of things. So can you just talk in general about like coming in contact with photography and saying this is like a primary medium I want to express myself in?
I started out doing photography I guess about like 5 years ago. You know, there's always a discussion of film or digital. I think either is fine. I think both is great. I started with film, just like really shitty, like point and shoots, just with my friends when I was young, and then moved up to doing kind of more like thought out shoots that were more creative and less just like documentation of my life. But I like both. I think I don't call myself like a documentary photographer. I don't call myself like a portraiture photographer. I kind of just do what I like in the moment, what feels right. And it's kind of just like a collection of all of those different formats within photography. I kind of like it all. And definitely in the music industry, which is like my biggest focus for photography, I think a lot of the time it does come out as a documentary style. But that's also sometimes one of like the most raw styles. It's one of the most true forms, because it's just that one moment and, you know, nothing influenced but the moment itself. And it was just kind of caught and captured, which I like that a lot. And I think that there's lots of ways to show life and emotion through that. So I do kind of, I think I like that more like raw sense of like, this is life and I'm just capturing it in the moment on that side of photography.
Yeah. And what I mean, I could talk about myself as like a viewer of the images. Like I'm pulled in by, like, there's a certain rawness to it that seemed like rock and roll, and also like of the individual images that you capture musicians, it like presents them in such a way of like kind of raw but artistically as well. Well, talk about like, so most of us have been hurting without like concert halls and like,
yep,
dingy ass metal shows, and like, you know, and I'm a Portland, you know, Oregon music scene, and I adore metal. So it's a huge absence because it's such a scene here. You know, you must grab a lot of, you know, your energy and what you're depicting, you know, from that scene. So what has it been like for you as an artist still trying to connect to, you know, photography and rock and with things opening up again, like where are you as far as creating and all that now?
Yeah. I mean, definitely, like you said, everyone kind of, especially in the music industry, just like everything kind of got hit hard. And we, I think a lot of us as either musicians or artists in that sense, like just didn't know where to go. Like we kind of had to make a whole new way of how we work, which is super weird, really hard. So I definitely, it was definitely hard because I think like I'm still very much at the beginning of my photography. Like I'm still learning, I'm still finding my style. And, you know, it's still in the works. And so it was really hard that all got shut down while I was in the midst of that and just trying to like propel myself and get new work and meet new musicians and get to new shows and all that kind of stuff. So that was definitely hard. And then throughout like the pandemic, I've just kind of been trying to hone in more on my style and find my own actual niche that I want to be in, you know, doing just more experimentational stuff that I wouldn't normally do or wouldn't have the time to do. Focused a lot on like self-portraiture because I was only one around to take photos of, so that was kind of fun. Definitely have, I think it's weird, but it did kind of help with my creativity because I had so much time to think. And so I definitely have just a lot more new ideas and new just kind of like mindsets about photography because it all changed so much. So I think I, yeah. You know, it did kind of help. It was nice, but definitely hard though, because I can't shoot shows anymore. I can't go to concerts anymore. And that's a huge part of what I do. So.
Yeah. Yeah. And I know it's a different answer for everybody, right? Like, you know, the pandemic is highly personal. Like we all share the horror of it, but it's like personally, I abandoned this. I tried this. I evolved this way. And, all right. So Clementine, what is art? That's one of the big questions I ask. What is art?
Yeah. Let's see. I think that question kind of, it's really hard to answer. I think it should change for everyone, and it does change for everyone, like everyone personally, because that's how I view art. It's no person is going to view the same piece of art or, you know, music or whatever the same way. I think we all put our own ideas into it when we view art or when we make art. So I think it's really just a representation of ourselves, even if we didn't make that piece of art. I think it's maybe doesn't really sound right, but like, it's kind of just, it's you out there. It's you finding yourself through this piece of media or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. One of the things when I was asking too about your process, you know, like recently with the pandemic and, and music and all too, is one of the things I found in asking the question about art is kind of like folks dealing with like disruption of like what art is supposed to do, right? Mm-hmm. So the discussions have been like, you know, art helps save us, right? Like when we're like so like down and like, why am I bothering with this crazy mess? And like there's art there being like, this is beautiful or whatever it is to do it. But
yeah,
do you see art as having a particular role, you know, right now? Like what is the role of art generally and right now?
Yeah, I think kind of like what you were saying, it saves us, you know, it sounds cheesy to say, but like it does, it gives a lot of people a purpose. It gives a lot of people a place to truly be themselves, like truly, and truly express themselves and be free in like a way that's not really possible in any other way of life. It's kind of like art is that one thing that does that. And again, like now, like through the pandemic, I think art has not changed, but like I think so many more people have kind of hung on to it because it was such an outlet for so many people, like just, you know, this past year, and because of the pandemic, it was a way that we could just all come together and focus on one thing.
Yeah. Another question I have, and it goes back, and I know you talked about where you came from, you know, when you're younger and such, but This is a general question about what or who made you who you are.
Yeah. Like you said, it does go back to, you know, kind of how I was raised. I would definitely say my family. I would say the things that made me who I am is my family and art, and they both go together. You know, in an artistic sense, I was super influenced by my mom, and she kind of just, it was kind of one of the reasons why I became a photographer and everything like that. My dad taught me so much about music. I wouldn't call myself a musician, but I do play music. I love to write. Like, that influences my photography a lot. That's what got me into music photography specifically. And both those things are such a huge part of my life and who I am. And it's, you know, one of my biggest passions is just music. And I love that I can use my photography to go through and experience that. Yeah, I would definitely just say, like, it's just like my art and family. That is all I am at this point.
Yeah. And one of the big questions that I grapple with, and I was kind of wondering your thoughts about it. And it has to do, you mentioned too, about like the art piece of like the audience, like the viewer putting things into it that's theirs. And of course the person who made it, you know, is putting what they want into that. So I always think of the question of like, when you create something that's an art piece, like what is your relationship and is the relationship of others to it? So my questions are, what do you think your art is, and what do you think other people think your art is?
Yeah, so I would say it's a tough one. So I guess for me personally, my art is just like kind of like the sole way I can express myself. Like what I was saying before, like that's what art is meant for. It's meant to put yourself out there, to kind of just get everything out of your head, put it in something, whether that's writing or music and, you know, making photos, like whatever it is, coming up with a concept. Like it's just the truest form of yourself. And for me, it's just like the way that I can communicate how I feel, things that have happened in my life, my story, anything that I want to put out there, I can. And that's kind of how I see my art. Mm-hmm. For other people, I don't really know. You know, I can't know what they think, but I would hope, because this is what I do when I see other people's art, I would hope that they, yes, maybe can kind of see my side of it because I was the one who created it. But I also just, I would rather have them find something about themselves, find out something about themselves, like through my art, like see themselves in it and see what it means to them specifically, not what, oh, this is like what Clementine is trying to say. It's like, no, like, what do you get from this? What do you feel? How does it affect you? What does your life mean in comparison to it? Like more just like the viewer's side and how they represent it.
Yeah. I and it's one of the reason I asked the question too is kind of like, it can be a hang up. I know it's a hang up for me, but and for artists too, of like, because once something's out there, you kind of become detached from it. You become less, you can like control it less, you know, the thing that you create. I wanted to ask another conceptual question that I asked of guests of why do you create, or in general, do you think like with people, like why is there this compulsion like to make things, like what's going on with that?
Yeah. So in regards to why I create, I feel like it's kind of like the only thing I can do at this point. Like there's not really any way to stop it. I feel, you know, I don't feel good when I haven't made a photograph in a while, or when I haven't been thinking of new ideas or trying new things out. And it's definitely hard to be creative constantly. And I don't, you know, I don't like that there's a pressure to constantly be creating as an artist. I think that that's actually not that great that we have in like the artist community, like constantly be pushing out new work or constantly be pushing out new music. Like I think it should really just be more like, when you have something inside of you and you know you need to put it out, then you create something, and that's great. And there doesn't have to be a time frame or anything like that. It's really just so you can, you know, again, like, get everything out of your head and just like put it into something and show it to people and hope they like it, you know?
Yeah.
It's kind of just like a really great form of therapy. Like, you know, I think it helps people. It's hard to keep it all in. And for a lot of people, it's just being creative is the way to get that out.
Yeah. When we're speaking with Clementine Hayes, Portland photographer and photographer of the rock scene, and talking about art. One of the bands you had depicted, fantastic images consistently, Spoonbenders was on episode 80 of the podcast, a really popular episode, and great art associated around the music as well that you've been a part of. I asked them the big question, Clementine. I have to ask you, why is there something rather than nothing?
Yes, that is a hard question. Thank you for asking. I don't know. I'm a little nervous to answer it. I feel like I might sound a little...
We all are. Everybody's nervous. But... I'm nervous asking it.
Well, you know, if I'm just like thinking about it, you know, with no other influences or like what other people might think, I guess I would just say there's never really nothing. You know, there's always going to be something there, no matter what. You know, there's always something to look to, I guess. That's what I think when I hear that.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like the, somebody's saying something, somebody's thinking something, there's something present.
Yeah. Yeah. There's never nothing.
it's a very real, very, thank you so much.
Yeah.
Clementine, Where do people go to see your images, to get your work, or to interact, or whatever, you know, folks want to do, in person, online, you know, physical copies of albums? Where do they find your stuff?
Yeah, so you can always, first step could always be my website, which is just clementinehage.com. And then my Instagram usually has more updated things, because it's quite easy to update on Instagram and not as easy to update a website. So there's always updated work on my Instagram, and usually we'll have posts about work that I've done. You know, there's posts about Spoonbenders if you want to buy their album. My photo is on the back of the album cover for their vinyl, which was super cool. Feel free to buy that. They have a shirt out. You can buy the Spoonbender shirt with one of my photos on it. Yeah, plenty of places to go.
Yeah, and thank you so much for that. I must say that I did purchase my first concert ticket in over a year, and it was Spoonbenders in July. So.
That's amazing.
it's interesting just to see that there are dates announced for things.
Yep. So. Super weird.
Clementine, it's been a real great pleasure talking to you. I wanted to ask you one more thing before you leave us. The show bounces around all over the place into like different topics, you know, we're talking music, photography, painting, and all this. Music wise, like, what are you looking forward to hearing? Like musically, just music for you. Like, what are you looking forward to hearing live? What have you been listening to? Like, what's cool in Portland right now? What's going on?
Yeah. So, definitely, I don't know. There's so many new things coming out. I know, for Portland specifically, like Spoonbenders are playing shows, super exciting. There's this band that is kind of in the same as Spoonbenders. They're called Apollo Whatever, and they had like a show that they played there. I think they might play another one, but that's pretty exciting, like new music coming out in the Portland scene. I did the album cover for them. They're super fun, super great band. Recommend that album. Other than that, I think I have like only one concert lined up so far. It's very far ahead, like a year from now, but it's Adam Ant and I've been on an Adam Yak kick lately. So friend or foe tour, super excited for that. Let's hope it stays.
Adam Ant. I remember the first wave of Adam Ant. The first wave. That's awesome. Yeah. I didn't know he was playing, and I'm glad you got that on your plans.
Yeah, he was supposed to play like right before COVID hit, or like right after COVID hit, so obviously it didn't happen. And I was going to go see it, but it's lined up again, so it's going to be okay.
All right. Again, everybody, Clementine Hayes, check out her great photographic work, and a great way to kind of connect with the images of Portland and the rock scene. And I just wanted to thank you, Clementine, for spending some time on the podcast. It's been great to get to know you, and again, love your work, and look forward to seeing everything that you do.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me. This was really, really awesome. I'm so glad I did it.
Absolutely. And hope we talk again soon. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
All right.
This is Something Rather Than Nothing.